Bitmain buys 76,081 ETH, now holds 4.66% of the supply. Bitmain bought another 76,081 ETH over the past week, around $136 million worth, and now holds 5.62 million ETH. That stack equals 4.66% of all circulating Ether, a share that puts a single public company among the largest concentrated holders of the asset. CoinDesk reported the purchase on June 15, 2026, alongside disclosure that the buy followed a $274 million preferred stock sale. The timing lined up with a sharp move in the asset itself. Ether traded near $1,793.83 as of June 15, 2026, up 7.66% over 24 hours, the biggest gain among the major coins on the day. Bitcoin sat at 66,576 over the same window, up 3.51%. The crypto fear and greed index still read 25 in fear territory, so the rally arrived against cautious sentiment rather than euphoria. The mechanics of the raise Bitmain did not fund this purchase from operating cash. It sold $274 million preferred stock and routed a large part of that into Ether. Cointelegraph put the weekly edition at 76,081 ETH and the running total at 5.62 million ETH, matching CoinDesk's figures. Issuing preferred shares to buy a volatile asset is the same playbook that Bitmain and a handful of other treasury companies have leaned on through 2026. Tap capital markets, convert to crypto, and let the balance sheet ride the price. That structure cuts both ways. A preferred raise dilutes existing common shareholders less aggressively than a straight equity sale, but it stacks a fixed dividend obligation on top of a balance sheet whose main asset does not produce cash unless it is staked. If Ether keeps climbing, the math flatters the strategy. If it reverses, the company still owes its preferred holders. Concentration is a market structure question. The headline figure is the 4.66%. A single corporate entity holding nearly 1 in 20 circulating ETH changes how the market should think about supply. Large, slow-moving holders reduce the float available for trading, which can amplify price moves in both directions. The same concentration that helps a treasury company on the way up becomes a visible overhang if it ever needs to sell. This is a familiar tension. Strategy faced the same questions about its Bitcoin stack, and Michael Saylor has said the firm could sell Bitcoin when necessary. For Ether, the wrinkle is that a holder this size has options beyond simply holding. Staked Ether earns a yield on idle balances, so a treasury can, in principle, turn a passive position into an income stream. The crypto slate signals circulating the same morning about Asia's top Bitcoin holder trying to convert its pile into income points at the same instinct across both assets. Accumulation against a weak tape Bitmain is buying into an asset that has not had an easy year. Ether is on track for an unusual run of consecutive down quarters, a stretch we covered when it lined up its first ever third straight red quarter. Buying through that kind of drawdown is the entire thesis of a treasury company. Accumulate when sentiment is poor and the price is soft, then benefit if the cycle turns. The June 15th bounce gives that thesis a short-term tailwind, though one green day does not reset a multi-quarter trend. For ordinary holders, the read-through is narrower than the headline suggests. A corporate treasury adding Ether does not change custody, fees, or access for anyone spending crypto day-to-day across the broader Ethereum ecosystem and the cards built on it. It does change the supply picture at the margin, and it adds one more large, leveraged holder whose financing decisions now matter to the asset's float.